You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Ko Tahitanga by Oceania, Hinuihi Mohi and Jazz Coleman. And on the line we've got Dame Hinuihi Mohi, who is being inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame next week at the Aotearoa Music Awards. Kia ora Hinuihi.
Kei te pihia koe. Kei te pai ahau, piano hoki koe.
Oh, kia ora. Oh, kei te pai ana ahau. I'm also good. Yeah, I'm doing really well this morning, and it's such a pleasure to speak with you about an incredible accolade and a very well-deserved one. You must be feeling pretty excited, humbled. What's the feelings you're experiencing at the moment?
All those things. the full 9 yards, maybe even 10 yards. And I was just... remembering back too, because the version of Kotahitanga you just played was the original version that Jan put together, and I was thinking, oh, I haven't heard it for so long.
I was thinking, because I've heard Kotahitanga played so many times over this recent summer gone. The DJs are spinning it a lot at the moment, anywhere here, particularly Lady Shaka has really, I think, brought it back into, a new generation of listeners. But that album, in fact, is hitting 25 years anniversary this year. Must be a pretty special thing to be reflecting on it at this stage. How do you feel when you listen back to it now, or when you reflect on that time?
Well, when I think of a quarter of a century, I do feel quite the komatsu. But it's also full of lots of great memories. It was a beautiful time to be writing something that that really was pulling out everything about my experience at the time with a daughter with special needs, and a rough time, but a beautiful time to be able to have this cathartic process of songwriting. And I'm very grateful to that and Jazz Coleman thinking that it might be a good idea as well. So it has been quite a while since that album first came out, and I suppose things were stirred up a little bit at the time of the promotion for it, because it was the same time as the Rugby World Cup, and singing the national anthem. So yes, lots and lots of memories, but since then, lots of wonderful projects that I've been a part of. So
it is an amazing thing to reflect on it, because I mean, as you've just mentioned as well, I can remember being really little at the time, but I can still remember the ripple effect of when you sang the national anthem in Te Reo at Twickenham, and the tidal wave of vitriol that came out of it. I feel like we've come hopefully a long way since then, as a country, in talking about Te Reo and embracing it. But a lot of that has been due to people like yourself, Hinewehi, really bringing others along on that journey, and in quite, sometimes the really pointy end of it. What do you feel is like the space we're in at the moment, particularly when it comes to music and Waia Te Reo Māori? How do you feel we're sitting with it as a country at the moment?
There are so many things that have contributed to the growth and reclamation and revitalisation of Te Reo Māori, and it is beautiful to see, particularly in education, and broadcasting has played a significant part as well. The thing I love about music is that you really don't have to be able to speak Māori or have any understanding of Māori to be able to enjoy it and to be able to access it. So it's a great thing that we have waiata as part of protocol, and every part of every Māori language lesson, I'm sure. And that's because of its magical powers to be able to draw us in, and we can sing along, even if we can't sing very well or we don't know what we're singing about. We can feel the spirit of it and really feel a part of something.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is something I think that, you've definitely been a huge proponent of, because we're also talking about anniversaries, 5 years of Waiata anthems, which is something that you spearheaded to kind of, I guess, help bring people in on this conversation. What was the impetus for you behind starting that project 5 years ago?
We are clocking up a whole lot of milestones.
It's a good time for it. It's a good time for it.
It is fantastic, because one of the anthems, I suppose, got me back on track with music again, Māori music. And I had been back into making video content, television and digital content. I always tried to bring it back to making the odd show about waiata in the form of more tiatia series for whakaata Māori and also iwi anthems. But this project just kind of came about because I had this idea that it would be a lot more accessible, the language, if we have something familiar to tag it to.
Mm.
And it's not dissimilar from all singing along, well, to the national anthem, actually, is because with a melody and a rhythm, you can get a sense of the language. So I posed the question to Adam Holt at Universal Music, who was a friend of mine, and he thought, oh, maybe we could do that. And absolutely, we did that, and it was the most fantastic. And it was like an epiphany in a lot of ways for artists to sing their hit songs reimagined into Te Reo Māori, and everyone loved it as well because they already were familiar with the songs,
yeah.
And then they could hear it in its Reo Māori form. So it was a beautiful project.
A lot of artists have come through that kaupapa now, and what's been some, I guess, experiences you've shared with people? Because I imagine for a lot of Māori artists, it must be quite an emotional experience, and for Pākehā artists as well, getting a chance to reflect on their music through Te Reo. What's been some of the kind of themes or conversations that have come out of that that series?
Certainly at the beginning, it was very much about, this is the first time I've ever sung in Māori, that kind of conversation. And I underestimated how life-changing that would be
and for
some of the artists. And I felt privileged to be a part of supporting them through it. And, you know, as an example, Mellow Downs, we were able to take him to his marae in Kaikohe and connect with his whānau up there. You know, he'd been raised in the city and with his Samoan mum and Pākehā grandparents, whānau grandparents, and so he didn't have that connection. And the way the anthems series on TNZ Plus that you can watch if you like, it's it's a real revelation to see people who are finally connecting with their taha Māori, and he talks about it often, and now he takes his own daughter there to his papakāinga, and it's just incredible. Mm. It connects people to those who, you know, have passed as well. With Bek Runga talks about it a lot, reconnecting with her dad, having grown up in Christchurch. She didn't even know much about her own whakapapa, and Te Mahia was just a little bit of a mystical thing that her dad talked about. So having passed a few years earlier, to be able to sing her waiata sway into the Reo Māori was really incredible for her and started her on her reo journey.
It's a really powerful, if anyone who's listening hasn't watched it yet, just go watch it. It's, you know, take a long lunch break today or something. It is an incredible series. And I think it's a really, it really connects with something that you do, you know, very broadly in your music, Mahi, which is knowing that music is that great connector, and it is a really healing force as well. Yet another big anniversary this year. The numbers have all lined up very nicely. 20 years of the Raukatauri Music Therapy Trust, which you started in honour of your daughter and kind of in celebration of how music can support people. This is another very significant milestone. What does this kind of mean for you to be reflecting on 2 decades of a space like Raukatauri?
Well, Raukatauri came from a desire to find something that was helpful to our daughter with cerebral palsy. It was just purely that. And again, Jazz Coleman knew all about music therapy in London and said this is the way to really help her thrive and express herself. And I'm not sure if he was that detailed, but we certainly went the second we experienced music therapy in London with her, it was, she just absolutely came alive and was so animated, because she was a 2-year-old then when George and I and my husband went to London, and she had a tracheostomy, so she couldn't actually vocalise very well. A trachea is a tube in the throat to help with breathing.
Mm.
And so even the most basic things of breathing and feeding through a tube in her stomach, you know, she was really set with a whole lot of challenges. But to connect to the music therapist in the session was magic, absolutely rolling out before us. And so when we came home, we really wanted to find music therapy here and help others access it as well. And so we thought, oh, I'd better set up a music therapy centre. So we worked with incredible people to do that. And it's four centres along now in Whangārei, as well as the Bay of Plenty, Hawke's Bay, and the Mothership in Tāmaki Makaurau. And it's the most amazing thing for over 1,000 people every week.
It's an incredible space, spaces, and an incredible, I guess, community as well that comes around it. It's remarkable to see all of these numbers have lined up nicely, all these 25ths and 20ths and 5-year anniversaries. But I think it really points to something, Hinewehi, that that this celebration really underlines, which is that a lot of your mahi has been around supporting other people and bringing other people into that kind of healing power that music has. When you look at the kind of contemporary space at the moment and the future as well, what makes you excited? What makes you hopeful about Waiata Reo Māori and just the reo in general, and also, you know, music? What are you kind of feeling joy about at the moment?
I really love the fact that there's just a natural celebration of the reo and tikanga and te ao Māori through music, with the new compositions coming through. I mean, Waiata Reo Māori has always been there in its varying forms, but it's really not since the mid-80s when Dalvanius and Ngoi Pewhairangi brought out Oi E that we had a number one hit. And so I think that it's been difficult over the years to bring Waiata Reo Māori to the forefront. And now there just seems like a whole new range of possibilities with the old songs reimagined into Te Reo Māori, where everyone can have a part of it, no matter where they slot into the nostalgia of it, through to new compositions that are coming out all the time in a way that I probably didn't quite imagine would happen in my lifetime, I guess. But anyway, it is the most wonderful thing to be a part of, a rich cultural, musical whānau that are all celebrating this beautiful thing we call Pūoro Māori.
It's a very exciting time, and next Thursday will be a specifically exciting evening, the Aotearoa Music Awards, where we'll be able to give you this award and celebrate with you, Hinewehi, in person. I'm sure it's going to be a really beautiful night. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and congratulations again on being inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame. Dame Hinewehi Mohi, have a lovely rest of your morning. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Maira.
Thank you.
ko pukaia tenei waiata ko Oceania na kaiwaiata, which is Hine Wehi Mohi, and produced by Jazz Coleman. Thank you so much to Dame Hine Wehi Mohi for speaking with us this morning. She's being inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame next Thursday at the Aotearoa Music Awards, which is going to be a very exciting evening. There's been a big sort of rejigging of the voting process and the judging process, and it's very exciting to see a lot of BFM bands nominated this year in those finalist positions. Got some lovely texts, including someone who says, Raukatauri is simply amazing for our whānau. Kia ora te Hine Wehi and her team. Thanks for your messages.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.